Please turn to Book of Haggai.
请我们翻到哈该书。
Haggai chapter 1 verse 6.
哈该书第一章第六节。
Consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but are not satisfied. Ye drink, but are not filled with drink. Ye clothe yourself, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages, earneth wages for a bag with holes.
你们要省察自己的行为，你们撒的总多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。
Verse 7,
第七节。
Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, consider your ways.
万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith Jehovah.
你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。
Let's have a word of prayer.
请我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank Thee for bringing us into the new day, new year.
亲爱的主，我们实在为着你带领我们进入新的一年感谢你。
Do constrain us by Thy love, that we may present our bodies a living sacrifice to Thee.
求你用你的爱激励我们，好使我们将身体献上，当作活祭归给你。
Thou hast redeemed us for thyself.
你为着你自己救赎了我们。
We have no right to live for ourselves.
我们没有权利为自己而活。
We want to offer ourselves wholly to yourself.
我们愿意将自己全然的奉献归给你。
Not only that we may live for thee, but thou may live in us.
不仅我们能够为你而活，并且你能够在我里面活出来。
Pray that our daily life will live in thy presence.
我们祈求让我们每天的生活能活在你的同在中。
That we may know thy will and do thy will.
好使我们明白你的旨意并遵行你的旨意。
Teach us how to serve thee,
教导我
in a way that will be pleasing to thyself.
教导我们如何服侍你，能够讨你的喜悦。
That the days before us may count before thee.
好叫在我们前面的年日，在你的眼中算得了数。
And when we shall see thee face to face, we shall not be put to shame.
当我们与你面对面的时候，我们不至于羞愧。
We want to give thee all the glory and praise.
我们愿将一切的荣耀和赞美归给你。
In the name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. By the grace of God, we are all called to serve.
借着神的恩典，我们都蒙召来侍奉。
Formerly, we served Pharaoh, the world.
从前我们侍奉法老，侍奉这个世界。
But thank God, He has delivered us out of the power of darkness.
但是感谢神，他拯救我们脱离了黑暗的权势。
And has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
他把我们迁到他爱子的国度中。
Therefore, we have changed our master.
所以我们换了主人。
No longer we serve mammon.
我们不再侍奉马门。
We serve our living God.
我们侍奉我们永活的神。
Because the one whom we serve is the living God.
因为我们所服侍的是永活的神。
Therefore, we need to know how we can serve Him that will satisfy His heart.
所以我们需要知道我们如何侍奉能够满足他的心。
It is not just a matter of doing something for God.
这不仅仅是为神做一些事情。
We have to do things according to His will.
我们必须照着他的旨意来做事。
Therefore, this is an urgent question.
所以这是一个紧迫的问题。
Is there a blueprint for spiritual service?
为了属灵的侍奉，是否有个蓝图呢？
How do we know that our service is spiritual?
我们怎么知道我们的侍奉是属灵的呢？
How do we know that our service satisfies His heart?
我们怎么知道我们的侍奉能够满足神的心呢？
So this becomes a very urgent question.
所以这是一个很紧迫的问题。
Probably when we were first saved,
很可能当我们刚得救的时候，
we did have a heart.To serve him.
我们是有一颗心要侍奉他。
And in our zeal for him.
在我们向着他的热心里。
We just tried to do everything that we thought it would please him.
我们认为呢，能够喜悦他的事情上面，我们就为他而做。
But thank God, gradually, God began to reveal his heart to us.
但是感谢神，神逐渐地将他的心意向我们启示。
He began to transform our service.
他开始改变更新我们的侍奉。
Enabling us to serve him in a way that will really please him.
使我们能够在他真实喜悦的光景中来服侍他。
The secret is to know the blueprint of service.
那个秘诀呢，在于我们要认识侍奉的蓝图。
Brothers and sisters, when we talk about blueprint,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们讲到蓝图的时候，
probably in our mind, we think of something that is technical.
可能在我们的意念里面，那是一个技术上的事情。
Because when you are going to build a building,
因为当我们要去建一个建筑物的时候，
you engage an architect.
我们就找建筑师。
And he will draw up a blueprint.
他就画出一个蓝图来。
There are lots of lines and circles.
在那里有很多线和曲线。
Everything is technical.
每一件事都是技术上的。
Everything is mechanical.
每一件事都好像是机械式的。
Everything is impersonal.
每一个都好像没有身位的。
Now, brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹，
this is not.The way to serve God.
这不是侍奉神的道路。
Because our God is a living God.
因为我们的神是永活的神。
Therefore, the blueprint that He shows us is something that is living.
所以他指示我们的那蓝图乃是一个活的东西。
It is not something technical.
它不是一个技术上的。
It is not something impersonal.
它也不是没有身位。
It is highly spiritual.
它是完全的。属灵的，
and it is living.
并且它是活的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
when we try to find the blueprint of service,
当我们想要找到侍奉的蓝图的时候，
we have to understand this principle.
我们需要明白这个原则。
For instance,
举例来说，
when people think of building the church,
当人们想到建造教会，
We find that there are people who call themselves church planters.
我们听见有些人自称为是去建造教会、种植教会的。
Now how do you plant churches?
我们怎么栽种一个教会呢？
Where is the pattern, the blueprint?
在哪里可以找到那个样式蓝图呢？
You find that lots of people try to find the blueprint from history.
我们看见很多人想从历史中找到那个蓝图。
Reading the history.
他们去读历史。
And to see how the church developed through the centuries.
看在历史历代教会如何发展的。
And then you try to find the blueprint for it.
然后我们就想在其中找到那蓝图。
Some other people may know better.
有一些人可能更高明一点。
They say you cannot find the blueprint in history.
他们说在历史中是找不到蓝图的。
You have to find the blueprint in the Word of God.
所以你需要在神的话语里面找到蓝图。
So they try to find in the Word of God the blueprint.
所以他们在神的话语里面试图找到蓝图。
Where can they find it?
他们在哪里可以找到呢？
They find it in the book of Acts.
他们就在使徒行传里。
Because the book of Acts gives us the early history of the church.
因为使徒行传是最早期的教会历史。
How was the church formed?
教会是如何成型的？
And then they try to find it in the book of Acts.
然后他们就在使徒行传里面寻找。
And find that the technical way of forming the church.
他们想在其中找到这个形成教会的技术。
You have to gather God's people together.
他要把神的儿女们聚在一起。
And you have to some elders and some deacons.
我们就需要有长老和执事。
And then you organize a church.
然后你就组织一个教会。
You have the book of Acts as your blueprint.
我们用使徒行传来做我们的蓝图。
It is very scriptural.
这是非常合乎经文的。
And we know that many people are trying that.
我们看见许多人用这种方法。
And to their surprise that it doesn't work.
但是他们也很吃惊的，这个也并不能够实行。
So where is the blueprint for the church?
那么为着教会哪里能找到蓝图呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
the same way is the blueprint for service.
对于侍奉的蓝图也是一样的。
You cannot find the blueprint in service in a technical way.
我们不能为着侍奉用一个技术的方式找到蓝图。
Even if it is correct.
即便它是正确的。
Scripturally correct.
就是按照圣经是正确的。
But it is dead.
但是它是死的。
So what is the blueprint for service?
那么侍奉的蓝图是什么呢？
Yesterday morning we mentioned
昨天早晨我们提到
that the blueprint for spiritual service is a living person.
为着属灵侍奉的蓝图是一个活的一位。
It is none other but Christ Jesus our Lord.
他不是别人，乃是我们主耶稣基督。
Since he is the one whom we served.
因为他乃是我们所侍奉的那一位。
Therefore, he is our pattern.
所以他就是我们的样式，我们的榜样。
So our Lord Jesus said.
所以我们主耶稣说，
If anyone wants to serve me,
若有人要服侍我，
he must follow me.
他就必须来跟从我。
Where I am, there he must be.
我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
thank God he has given us a perfect blueprint.
感谢神，他赐给我们一个完全的蓝图。
And it is his beloved son, our Lord Jesus.
那乃是他的爱子，我们的主耶稣基督。
It is therefore very, very important.
所以这是非常非常重要的。
That we need to know our Lord Jesus.
我们需要认识我们的主耶稣。
Not just knowing it mentally.
不仅仅是头脑上知道他。
Knowing it in our spirit.
并且要在我们的灵里面认识他。
And the more you know him,
我们越多认识他，
the more you follow him,
我们就越多的能跟从他。
The more is the spiritual service.
我们就越多有属灵的侍奉。
Thank God.
感谢神。
He shows us.
他指示我们。
That the first thing concerning spiritual service.
对于属灵的侍奉首要的事。
Is that it must be son servant.
必须是一个子的侍奉。
It is not slave servant.
不是一个奴仆的侍奉，而是儿子的服侍。
So here you find the best example of service is the service of the only begotten Son of our God.
所以我们看见侍奉上最好的榜样就是永活神他独生子的侍奉。
Because we are not hiring.
因为我们不是雇工。
We are not just doing a work.
我们不是仅仅在做一个工作。
We are not just fulfilling a duty.
我们不是在那里尽一个责任。
You find that the son's servant, there is a love relationship there.
我们看见这个做儿子做奴仆在其中有一个爱的关系。
The son served his father out of love.
儿子他在爱中服侍他的父。
Therefore you find our Lord Jesus,
所以我们看见我们主耶稣
who is equal with God.
他与神同等的。
He shared with God all the honor and glory.
他与神同享一切的尊贵与荣耀。
And yet because of service,
但是因着服侍的缘故
he emptied himself.
他就倒空他的自己。
He takes a lower place.
他取了一个低的地位。
The Bible says he even took the form of a bond slave.
圣经上告诉我们他取了奴仆的形象。
And our brother mentioned last night.
我们弟兄昨天晚上提到。
That the bond slave is not just an ordinary slave.
一个奴仆不是普通的仆人。
An ordinary slave is bought with a price.
普通的奴仆是用价钱买来的。
And when that kind of slave serving,
当那种的仆人服侍的时候
it is a slavish kind of service.
它是一个奴仆种类的服侍
it is a compulsory service.
乃是一个被强迫的服侍
So you find such service will be just before your face, not behind your back.
所以这个服侍只在眼前的，而不是在背后的。
It is not real.
那不是真实的。
It is not out of love.
那也不是从爱出来的。
Out of duty.
那乃是从责任出来的。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He shows us.
他指示我们。
That to serve God.
我们要侍奉神。
The first principle is you must be a son.
第一个原则乃是我们必须是儿子。
You must have his life in you.
我们在里面必须要有他的生命。
And there must be a love relationship between you and the Lord.
在你和神之间必须有一个爱的关系。
And thank God he has done it.
感谢神他已经做成了。
You know, God does not and is not served by ordinary people.
我们知道神不是能够让普普通通的人来服侍他。
He can only be served by those who have his life.
他只能让那些有他生命的人来服侍他。
Because service is a matter of life.
因为侍奉乃是关乎生命的一件事。
Service is a matter of love.
侍奉乃是关于爱的事情。
There must be a son-father relationship.
必须要有一个子和父的关系。
So,Thank God that He has given us this quality.
所以感谢神，他已经赐给我们这个性质，这个资格。
Therefore, when we are serving Him,
所以当我们侍奉他的时候
，never takes it as a matter of duty.
不要把它仅仅当作责任了。
As a matter of obligation.
好像是一个义务。
As something forced upon us.
好像是强加在我们身上。
But because we are constrained.By His love.
但是因着我们被他的爱激励
We want to show our love to our God.
我们要把我们的爱归给我们的神。
So this is the first principle.
这是第一个原则。
And then you find in the life of our Lord Jesus.
然后我们在我们主耶稣生活中、生命中看见。
He came into this world.
他来到这世上。
For one purpose.
为着一个目的。
To be occupied with his father's business.
就是以他父的事为念。
When he was 12 years old,
当他十二岁的时候
there was a time when a Jewish boy will become a member of the synagogue.
那乃是一个犹太的男孩，他要成为会堂里面的一个成员。
When he was 12 years old,
当他十二岁的时候
his parents took him to Jerusalem.
他的父母亲带他到耶路撒冷去。
I wonder if this was the time when he received his bar mitzvah.
我猜想这可能就是他成年礼的时候。
And when his parents worshiped God, and they began to return home.
当他父母亲敬拜了神之后，他们就回家。
They usually travel in groups.
他们通常都是成群的行动。
So his parents thought that Jesus must be with the other children.
所以他父母亲想了，耶稣一定和其他的孩子在一起。
But after a whole day's journey,
但是走了一天之后
they discovered that Jesus was not there.
他们发现耶稣不在其中。
And with sorrow and anxiety, they returned to Jerusalem.
所以他们难过他们忧伤他们就回到耶路撒冷
try to find the child Jesus
他们想要找到孩童耶稣
and on the third day they found him in the temple
第三天他们在圣殿里找到了他
they found he was sitting before these rabbis
他发现他坐在这些拉比中间
he was asking questions and also answering questions
他在那里一面问一面听也回答问题
because as a grown up he had the duty and he has the privilege of doing such
因为作为一个成年人他就有这个特权和责任来如此行
his mother said child why do you do this to us
他的母亲就问他说孩子你为怎么如此向我们行
and our Lord Jesus said don't you know that I must be occupied with my father's business
主耶稣回答说岂不知我当以我父的事为念
so here you find our Lord Jesus his whole life is to occupy with his father's business
所以这里我们看见我们主耶稣他的一生都是以父的事为念
he came into this world not to do his own business
他来到这个世上不是来做自己的事情
He wants to be occupied with the Father's business.
他愿意以父的事为念。
And you also remember,
我们也记得
when he was 30 years old,
当他三十岁的时候
he came to John the Baptist to be baptized.
他来到施洗约翰那里要受浸。
And John the Baptist sensed that here was a perfect man.
施洗约翰感觉到这里来的是一个完全的人。
He had no need to be baptized.
他不需要受浸。
No need to repent.
不需要悔改。
So John said,
所以约翰说
I need to be baptized by you.
我应该受你的洗。
How comes that you come to me to be baptized?
你反而到我这里来受洗吗？
And our Lord Jesus said,
所以主耶稣回答
Let us fulfill the righteousness of God.
我们理当如此尽诸般的义来满足神
Because this is the way of God
因为这乃是神的道路
That the way of God is through repentance
神的道路乃是通过悔改
Even though he had no need to repent
即便他没有需要来悔改
But he took our place
但是他却站在你我的地位
And he received the baptism of repentance
他就受了悔改的浸
Then he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后他就被圣灵所充满。
So you find that throughout the life of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见在我们主耶稣的一生里
In all his services.
在他所有的侍奉中
He served by the power of the Holy Spirit.
他是借着圣灵的能力来服侍的。
Again, he said.
一再的他说道
I can do nothing by myself.
我凭着自己不能做什么。
I do what I see my Father doing.
我看见我父怎样行，我就如何行。
I cannot say anything out of myself.
我也不能凭自己说什么。
I say it because I heard my father say it.
我听见父怎样说，我就如何说。
His whole life is to do the will of God.
他的一生乃是来遵行神的旨意。
And without the will of God, he did nothing.
若没有父的旨意，他就什么都不能做。
And he was obedient to his father to the extent.
他向着父是这样的顺服到一个地步
Even to death at the death of the cross
以至于死且死在十字架上
Dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
No wonder during his life
难怪在他的一生中
The heavens opened three times.
天向着他三次的开了。
And the voice from above said, "This is my beloved son."
从上面有声音下来说，这是我的爱子。
In whom I have found my delight.
是我所喜悦的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Our Lord Jesus said, "If anyone wants to serve me."
我们主耶稣说，若有人要服侍我，
Let him follow me.
他就要来跟从我。
Wherever I am, there shall he be.
我在哪里，侍奉我的人也要在哪里。
And he who serves me, my Father will honor him.
那服侍我的人，我的父必尊重他。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
The blueprint of spiritual service is our Lord Jesus.
属灵侍奉的蓝图乃是我们的主耶稣。
That is the reason why we need to know him so intimately, so personally.
那是为什么我们需要那样个别的亲密的与他亲近并且认识他。
The measure of your knowing Christ is the measure of your spiritual service.
我们认识基督的度量就是我们属灵侍奉的度量。
You cannot serve him above what you know him.
我们不可能在我们认识他之上有更多的侍奉。
Now this morning we would like to go to the second question.
今天早晨我们要来到第二个问题。
Having seen the blueprint of spiritual service,
看见属灵侍奉的那个蓝图之后，
Now let us consider our present service.
现在让我们一同来思想我们现今的侍奉。
Because without knowing the pattern,
因为若是我们不知道蓝图，
There is no standard.
就没有标准。
There is no way to consider our service.
就没有办法让我们来思想自己的侍奉。
The only way to know what our service today is by comparing it with the pattern.
要认识我们今天侍奉的光景是什么，我们需要来与那个蓝图做比较。
But brothers and sisters, let us remember one thing.
但是弟兄姊妹们，让我们记住一件事。
Our Lord Jesus is perfect.
我们主耶稣是完全的。
In his whole life,
在他的一生，
his service is always maintained on the highest level.
他的服事一直都维持在最高的水准。
But so far as our service is concerned,
但是就是我们的侍奉而言，
because we are so limited,
因为我们是如此的有限，
therefore our service is relative,
所以我们的服事乃是相对的。
Not only relative,
不仅是相对的，
but it should be progressive,
并且它应该是一直进步的。
In other words,
换言之，
our service is measured by our knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
我们的侍奉乃是用我们对主的认识来度量的。
When we first believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们刚相信了主耶稣，
we know him just a little bit.
我们只认识他一点点。
And because this is all that we know,
因为那就是我们所知道的全部。
So this will be the limit of our service.
所以这就是我们侍奉的那个限制。
But that doesn't mean that because of this our service is perfect.
但是并不是因着这个我们的侍奉就成为完全了。
We need to grow in life.
我们需要在生命中成长。
And by growing in life, it simply means we grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
生命的成长，它的意思就是我们对主耶稣的认识增加了。
You know, growing is not a matter of mentally knowing, mental knowledge.
我们知道这个成长不是在乎我们头脑的知识的增加。
Growing is life.
成长乃是生命。
And the growing of spiritual life is the growing of the life of God Christ in us.
属灵生命的成长乃是基督的生命在我们里面成长。
And as we grow in spiritual life,
在属灵的生命里成长。
Or put it into another way.
或者我们用另外一个方式来说。
As Christ grows in us.
当基督在我们里面长大。
Then you find our service should be progressive.
然后我们看见我们的侍奉也在进步。
And our service should not just remain as it was when we first got saved.
我们的侍奉再不停留在我们刚得救的样子。
In other words.
换言之。
We need the light of God.
我们需要神的光。
We do not need to be introspective.
我们不需要自己去内省。
You know, we do not need to just look at our service.
我们不能仅仅去检验我们的侍奉。
And try to find out where it stands.
我们想要自己找出它在什么地位。
Because if we examine ourselves.
因为当我们自己省察的时候。
In our own light.
在我们自己的光中。
We will either become proud or in despair.
我们要不然就是骄傲了，或者是沮丧了。
So this is not a matter of being introspective.
所以这不是自己省察自己。
But it is a matter of we need to place ourselves in the light of God daily.
这乃是一件事，把我们自己每天放在神的光中。
In Psalm 36 verse 9.
在诗篇36篇第9节里。
It is said,In God, in Him is the fountain of life.
在那里说到，在神里面有生命的泉源。
And in Thy light do we see light.
在你的光中，我们必得见光。
Now the light here is the light of life.
这里的光乃是生命的光。
Every believer has the light in him.
每一个信徒在他的里面。都有这个光。
And the degree of that light is according to the degree of the life of Christ in him.
那个光的亮度是根据于在他里面基督生命的度量。
And it is in this light that we see light.
乃是在这个光中我们得以见光。
Therefore we need to place ourselves before the Lord.
所以我们需要把我们自己放在神的面前。
And ask the Lord to shine upon us.
我们求主用光照我们。
Not only to examine our life.
不仅来检视我们的生活。
But also to examine our service.
并且来检视我们的侍奉。
You remember in Psalm 139.
我们也记得在诗篇139篇。
The prayer of David.
就是大卫的祷告。
Examine me and know my heart.
他说耶和华啊，鉴察我，知道我的心思。
Prove me and know my way.
试炼我，知道我的意念和道路。
And see if there is anything evil.In me.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
And lead me in a life everlasting.
引导我走永生的道路。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So in the matter of our service.
所以在我们侍奉的这件事上。
We need to be constantly come to the light of God.
我们需要持续的来到神的光之下。
And ask him to shine upon us.
我们求他用光照我们。
According to his light of life.
照着他生命的光。
Where does our service stand?
我们看见我们的侍奉站在哪里。
Is it according to his pleasure?
是否是照着他所喜悦的。
Or it has already been departed.
或者他已经偏离了。
So that's the reason why.
所以那就是原因。
We read the book of Haggai.
我们读到哈该书。
In Haggai, you find God through the prophet Haggai spoke to the remnant who returned to Jerusalem.
在哈该书里面，我们看见神借着先知哈该向那些被掳归回的渔民说话。
The children of Israel, because they rebel against God,
因为以色列人他们背叛了神
so they were taken into Babylonian captivity
以至于他们被掳到巴比伦去
and they were there for 70 years
他们在巴比伦有70年
but by the grace of God
因着神的恩典
in the first year of King Cyrus of Persia
在古列王元年的时候
he gave an order
他下了诏书
anyone among the children of Israel
在以色列人中的任何一个人
could go back to Jerusalem
可以回到耶路撒冷
and rebuild the temple
去重建圣殿
Now you know that during that period of captivity
我们知道在被掳的那一段时期
God was no longer addressed as the God of heavens and of the earth
神没有被称作天和地的神
He was only addressed as the God of the heavens
他被称作天上的神
In other words, he was dismissed back to heaven
换言之呢地上的人拒绝他他就回到天上去
Because there was no testimony of his testimony on earth
因为在地上没有他的见证
The children of Israel were in captivity
以色列人呢被掳了
Babylon was destroyed Jerusalem was destroyed
耶路撒冷被毁了
The temple was destroyed
圣殿也被拆毁
There was no place where God could place his name
神在地上再没有地方可以安放他的名了
But thank God in his mercy
但是感谢神在他的怜悯中
The children of Israel were allowed to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple
以色列民他们被许可回到耶路撒冷去重建圣殿
A remnant returned
有一班渔民归回了
They were stirred up by the Spirit of God
他们被神的灵所激动
They wanted to live for God
他们愿意为神而活
They want to serve God
他们要侍奉神
So they left Babylon
所以他们离开了巴比伦
Returned to Jerusalem
回到耶路撒冷去
A place of ruin
来到一个被毁坏的地方
surrounded by enemies
是被仇敌所包围的
but they came back
但是他们回来
with one purpose
有一个目的
to rebuild the temple of God
就是重建神的家神的殿
that God may have a name on earth
好叫神在地上有一个地方可以安放他的名
what a glorious vision
那是何等荣耀的意象
they came back
他们回来了
The second day
第二天
the second year,
第二年
They laid the foundation
他们立了根基
But after the foundation was laid
但是当根基立好之后
Their enemies were stirred up
仇敌被激动起来
Their enemies tried every means to stop the building
仇敌用各种的方法来使他们停工
And finally their hands got so weakened
以至于他们的手就发软
so they stopped building
所以他们停止了建殿的工程
but during the years where the building was stopped
但是在他们停工的那些年间
what did they do
他们做了什么呢
they had to do something
他们必须要做一些事情
so they began to build their own houses
所以他们开始盖自己的房屋
and they built such beautiful houses
他们盖很漂亮的住
Paneled houses.
啊，非常是有天花板的房子。
So in the second year of Darius, his tapis.
所以在大力乌王的第二年
，God raised up a prophet.
神就兴起了一个先知
，Haggai，
就是哈该。
And God through Haggai challenged his people.
神用哈该来向他的儿女们挑战。
He called them to consider.
他要他们来省察自己的行为。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
the word consider is a strong word.
这里省察是一个很强的字眼。
It means set your heart on it.
乃是他的意思是把你的心摆在其中
You ponder over it
你要来思想
You think over it
你要再反思
You see if what you have done is the right thing
你要来看你所做的到底对不对
Whether you have departed from God's will
你是否从神的旨意中偏离了
So God called this returned remnant
所以神向这些 归回的渔民呼召。
Consider your ways.
你们要省察自己的行为。
Do you think your ways are right?
你认为你的行为都是对的吗？
Don't you see that you sow much but you reap little?
你们没有看见你撒的种多，收割的却少吗？
You eat but you are not full.
你们吃却不得饱。
You drink.But you are not quenched.
喝却不得足。
You clothe, but you have no warmth.
穿衣服却不得暖。
In other words, everything is unsatisfactory.
换言之，每一件事都令人不满足。
Why is it so?
为什么会如此呢？
Because everyone goes to your own house.
因为每一个人都回到自己家中。
And forget the house of God.
以至于忘记了神的家。
So here you find the prophet.Says to the people.
所以我们在这里看见先知向百姓们说话。
Consider.
你们要思想。
And the word consider is used 5 times in the book of Haggai.
在哈该书里面，省察思想这个字用了5次。
Haggai has only 2 chapters.
哈该书只有2章。
Being an old man.
他是一个年老的人。
So he spoke very little.
所以他讲的很少。
But in these small 2 chapters,
但是在这小小的两章中
5 times the word consider is used.
5次他用了省察这个字。
God said you consider the past.
神说你要省察过去。
What has happened?
到底发生了什么事？
You consider the future.
你要省察思想将来。
What will happen?
会发生什么事？
Consider the future.
我们要思想将来。
When the foundation is laid,
当根基立好了。
And God will begin to bless you.
神要开始来祝福你。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们。
I do think that it is very good. That even if this is the new year.
我实在认为呢，即便今天是新年的新的一年开始。
We need to consider.
我们也需要来好好思想这个美的。
We need to consider our present service.
我们需要来思想我们现今的侍奉。
What is the condition of the service you are engaging today?
我们的侍奉，今天的侍奉，我们所从事的是什么样的光景呢？
Is it something that is in the will of God?
它是否是在神旨意中的一些事呢？
Is it something that pleases, satisfies God's heart?
它是否是满足并且叫神的心喜悦的事呢？
Or has it been departed?
或者它已经偏离了。
It is no longer in God's way.
它不再在神的道路中。
It is no longer for God's purpose.
不再是为着神的目的。
It has degenerated into something that will satisfy yourself.
它已经退化堕落到只为着满足自己。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
we need to come to the presence of God.
我们需要来到神的面前。
And ask His light to shine upon us.
我们求他用光照我们。
We who have served the Lord for many years.
我们那些侍奉主多年的人。
We are the one who need this consideration most.
我们是特别需要这样来省察的人。
Because you know when we begin to serve.
因为当我们知道，当我们刚开始侍奉的时候。
And when we begin to learn how to serve.
当我们开始学习如何侍奉的时候。
In the beginning, there is life there.
在开始的时候是满了生命。
In the beginning, there is first love there.
在那里是有起初的爱。
But as we continue to serve.
但是当我们继续服侍下去。
We begin to learn how to serve.
我们开始学会了如何侍奉。
Soon it becomes a routine.
所以它就变成了例行公事。
There is no need to pray about it.
我们不需要来祷告。
We do not need to be on our knees anymore.
我们也不再需要屈膝了。
We know how to do it.
因为我们已经知道怎么做。
So we just go ahead and do it.
所以我们就往前去做了。
Brothers and
sisters, 弟兄姊妹们。
Is it not time that we shall return to the Lord?
这岂不是我们该回到主面前的时刻吗？
And see if we have deviated from the God's will.
来看我们是否已经从神的旨意中偏离出去了。
Whether it is personal service,
无论它是个人的侍奉，
the service that God has entrusted to you personally,
就是神交付给你个人的服事，
or whether it is corporate service, the service of the church,
或许是团体的，就是教会的侍奉。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we all need to place under the light of God.
我们都需要被摆在神的光之下。
And let him shine upon it.
好叫他光照我们。
But again, this is such a personal matter.
但是这是一个非常个人的事情。
How can we examine under the light of God? What to be examined?
我们怎么能够来到神的光底下来审查？我们有什么需要被审查呢？
There are so many areas.That we need to be considered.
有许多方面是我们需要来审查思想的。
I think we will just try to reduce them to four areas.
我想我们把它减少到就四方面。
So far as our service is concerned.
就着我们的侍奉而言。
Number one.
第一。
Let us consider the nature of our service.
让我们来思想。我们侍奉的性质。
What is the nature of our service?
我们侍奉的性质是什么？
We already mentioned before.
我们已经提过了。
That we serve a living God.
我们是侍奉永活的神。
God is living.
神是活神。
And he has to be served with life.
他是要用生命来侍奉他的。
So we need to consider.
所以我们需要来思想。
Whether our service today is of life.
我们今天的侍奉是否是出于生命的？
Is it out of the life of our Lord Jesus in us?
是不是在我们里面基督生命的流露？
All it has been degenerated into a routine.
或许它已经退化，并且堕落到变成一个例行公事。
Outwardly, we are busily serving.
外面我们很忙碌地在服侍。
But inwardly, that life is not there.
但是里面却没有生命。
For instance,
举一个例子。
In the book of Revelation chapter 2,
在启示录第二章里面。
Our risen Lord wrote to the church in Ephesus.
我们复活的主写信给以弗所的教会。
Now we know the church in Ephesus began with a wonderful beginning.
我们知道以弗所教会开始的时候是何等的奇妙。
The Apostle Paul stayed there for 3 years.
使徒保罗在那里住了三年。
Night and day, he served with tears.
昼夜用眼泪来服侍。
In public and in private.
在公开的场合或在私下的场合。
He preached the kingdom of God.
他传讲神国的道。
And he did not withhold anything from them.
他向他们没有任何避讳不说的。
He showed them the whole counsel of God.
他将神一切的筹划旨意都讲明。为什么呢？
Because the church in Ephesus was noted for its love.
因为以弗所教会以他的爱出名的。
They might not be as intelligent as the church in Corinth.
他们可能没有哥林多教会那么的聪明。
Yet Paul could not share with the church in Corinth the whole counsel of God.
但是保罗不能向哥林多的教会分享神整个的计划。
Because they were babes in Christ.
因为他们在基督里是婴孩。
They did not grow up.
他们没有长大。
But with the church in Ephesus.
但是在以弗所的教会。
Because they love the Lord.
因为他们爱主。
You remember the ending of the letter to Ephesus by Paul.
我们记得保罗写给以弗所教会书信的结尾。
He ended up with that grace be with you who love God with undying love.
他说愿恩惠归给你们，他用一个不死的爱爱你们。
In other words, the people in Ephesus they love God with an undying love.
这一般弟兄姊妹他们爱神，用一个不死的爱爱神。
And because of that undying love,
因着那个不死的爱，
God was able to open His heart to them.
神就能够向他们开启他自己的心。
And show them all the mysteries of the centuries.
将历世历代所有的奥秘都指示他们。
They had lots of work.
他们有许多的工作。
Lots of labor.
他们有许多的劳苦。
Lots of patience.
有许多的忍耐。
But then when you come to Revelation chapter 2.
但是当他们当我们来到启示录第二章，
you find when our risen Lord wrote to the church in Ephesus.
我们看见当我们复活的主写信给以弗所教会，
he said, I know your works.
他说我知道你们的行为，
I know you have much labor.
我知道你们相当的劳苦，
I know your patience and endurance.
我知道你们的忍耐，
but I'm against you.
但是我却与你们反对，
because there is no first love.
因为在你们中间你们没有起初的爱。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
when you read First Thessalonians,
当我们读帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候，
you find the church in Thessalonica.
我们看见在帖撒罗尼迦的教会，
Paul said you have the work of faith.
保罗说你们有信心的工作，
you have the labor of love,
你们有爱心的劳苦，
and you have the hope of endurance,
你们有盼望中的忍耐。
But here in Ephesus,
但是在这里以弗所的教会，
they have work,
他们有工作，
no faith,
没有信心。
They have labor,
他们有劳苦，
no love,
没有爱心。
They have endurance,
他们有忍耐，
no hope,
没有盼望。
In other words,
换言之，
you findChrist is missing there.
我们看见主耶稣不，基督不在那里。
His life is missing there.
他的生命不在那里。
And yet all the things are going on as usual.
然而所有的事情就像历常的一样在进行。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
our greatest problem is,
我们最大的问题乃是，
we can be so lulled into spiritual sleep.
我们可以这样的进入属灵的沉睡中。
It's almost like a spiritual coma.
就好像一个属灵的昏迷了。
To say that we are dead, we are still living.
如果说我们是死的，我们仍然还活着。
But to say we are living,
但若说我们是活的，
we are in a coma.
而我们却是昏迷不醒的。
We are so dull.
我们是那样的迟钝。
We do not even realize where we are.
我们不知道我们在哪里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
May the Lord have mercy upon us,
求主怜悯我们，
that we may be awakened,
我们能够被唤醒。
Only in His light can we see light,
只有在他的光中我们得以见光。
We need to humble ourselves,
我们需要自卑。
And place ourselves our service before His light,
把我们自己和我们的侍奉放在他的光之下，
and enable His light to shine upon us,
好叫他的光能够照亮我们，
that we may repent and return,
好使我们能够悔改并且回转。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
God being a living God,
神是永活的神，
we have to serve Him with life,
我们要用生命来服侍他。
We have to serve Him with our heart,
我们要用我们的心来服侍他。
We have to serve Him with first love,
我们要用起初的爱来服侍他。
Otherwise our service has degenerated,
要不然我们的侍奉就堕落了。
Things can still continue on,
所有的事情仍然可以照常进行。
But remember,
但是记住，
Our Lord is not served.
我们的主并没有得着服侍。
He is not satisfied.
他没有满足。
And the Lord said to the church in Ephesus,
所以主对以弗所教会说，
Unless you repent,
你要悔改，
and return,
回转，
I will remove the gold lampstand.
若不然我要将金灯台从你们中间挪去。
In other words,
换言之，
before GodTheir testimony was removed.
在神的面前，他们的见证就被挪开了。
On earth they may still continue.
而在地上，他们可能继续往前。
But before God, it was gone.
但是在神的面前， 却不在那里。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
it is very, very important.
这是一件非常非常重要的事。
Lest our service become just a work.
免得我们的侍奉变成仅仅是一个工作。
We cannot measure our service by the success of the work.
我们不能用我们工作的成功来度量我们的侍奉。
Because the success or failure of service has another standard.
因为呢，工侍奉的成功或者失败有另一个标准。
Number two.
第二。
We need to consider the matter of the vision.
我们需要来思想关于意象这件事。
In Proverbs, we are told.
在箴言里面说。
Without vision, the people.Perish.
没有意象，民就放肆灭亡。
Or without vision, the people has no restraint.
或者说，没有意象，民就不受约束。
Without vision, the people scatter.
没有意象，民就分散。
Vision is very important in our service.
意象在我们侍奉中是非常重要的。
Vision gives us the purpose of our service.
意象为我们的侍奉带来目的。
Vision gives us the direction of our service.
意象为我们的侍奉带来方向。
Vision gives us the strength of our service.
意象为侍奉带来力量。
It gave us endurance.
它给我们忍耐。
It is most important that in our service there is vision.
在我们的侍奉中有意象是非常最重要的事。
Put it in another way.
我们用另一个说法。
You cannot have any service without vision.
我们不可能没有意象而有任何的侍奉。
Because you have no direction.
因为我们没有方向。
You have no purpose in it.
我们也没有目的。
May I put it this way?
让我这样说。
Because I remember many years ago.
因为我记得许多年以前。
Our dear brother Watchman Nee told us.
我们亲爱的尼多森弟兄告诉我们。
He said the problem with God's people today.
他说今天神儿女们的问题呢在于。
Is that we have many small visions, but we lack the heavenly vision.
我们有许多小的看见和意象，但是我们却缺少那天上来的意象。
Some have vision of evangelism.
有些人他们看见传福音的意象。
So they devote themselves to evangelism.
所以他们就把自己献在福音的事工上。
But they make evangelism as all things.
他们把传福音在作为全部了。
They do not know that evangelism is one of the process towards the eternal purpose of God.
他们不知道传福音乃是走向神永远旨意的一个步骤而已。
And they just stay there.
他们就停在那里。
They do not grow into the heavenly vision that God gave to Paul.
他们没有长进到神借着神赐给保罗的那属天的意象中。
And some may have the vision of having a hospital.
有些人他们有一个意象。要有一个医院。
And because of that vision, they try to serve people.
因着有那个意象，他们就服侍人。
But they do not know that this is only a part of the heavenly vision.
但他们也不知道，这乃是那属天意象中的一部分。
So they just limit themselves to that small sphere.
所以他们把他们自己限制在那小小的范围里。
The most important thing is.
那最重要的是呢？
That we all have that heavenly vision.
我们都有那个属天的意象。
You remember Paul said.
我们记得保罗说。
I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
On the road to Damascus.
在去大马色的路上。
The Lord gave him the overall vision.
神赐给他那一个。总过一切的意象
It is concerning with the eternal purpose of God.
那乃是关乎神永远旨意的一个意象
The very heart of God's heart.
乃是神心中的心意
What is God really after?
神心中真正所要的
What he has purpose even before the foundation of the world.
甚至在他创立世界以前他就定好的目的
What explains all his working throughout the century.
那能够解释他在这历世历代所有的工作
What he is really after.
他心中所真实所要的
What does he want to get?
他要得着什么
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is something that every child of God should know.
这是每一个神的儿女们所应该知道的。
Because God's heart is centered upon His beloved Son.
因为神的心意乃是以他的爱子为中心的。
He has given everything to his beloved son.
他愿意将他所有的一切都给他的爱子。
We have already mentioned all the fullness of Godhead dwells in him bodily.
我们已经提到神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督的里面。
And we are complete in him.
我们在他里面得以完全。
He is the heir of all things.
他乃是承受万有的。
God has put everything under his feet.
神将万有都伏在他的脚下。
He is to be all and all to us.
他要对我们而言是一切又在一切之内。
What is the church?
什么是教会呢?
The church is the body of Christ.
教会乃是基督的身体。
The fullness of him who fills all and in all.
乃是那充满万有者的丰满。
So the church is nothing but the Christ.
所以教会不是别的，乃是那基督。
In the church, you see only Christ.
在教会中，我们只看见基督。
You do not see Adam.
我们看不见亚当。
We do not see each other.
也看不见彼此。
We do see Christ in each other.
我们乃是在彼此里面看见了基督。
It is just the fullness of Christ.
那乃是基督的丰满。
That is what the church is.
那就是教会所是。
What is the full gospel.
什么是那个完全丰满的福音呢?
What is the great salvation that Hebrews talk about?
什么是那浩大的救恩呢?
It is none other.
不是别的。
But that we may be complete in Christ Jesus.
好使我们在基督耶稣里都可以完全。
This is the purpose of God.
这乃是神的目的。
This is the heavenly vision.
这乃是属天的意象。
And this gives us direction.
这给我们方向。
Give us meaning.
给我们意义。
Show us how to serve God.
并且指示我们如何来侍奉神。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
This is another thing that we need to consider before the Lord.
这是我们在主面前要思想的另一件事。
Is my service coincide, agree with the heavenly vision?
我的侍奉是否与那天上的意象相符一致呢？
Or do I just serve according to the traditions of the fathers?
或者我仅仅是照着列祖们的遗传和传统来侍奉呢？
Brothers and sisters, that makes a great difference.
弟兄姊妹们，那有极大的区别。
And that's the reason why.
那就是为什么。
Even in our service is progressing.
即便我们的侍奉在进步。
We need to grow into the heavenly vision.
我们需要长进到那属天的意象中。
And let that heavenly vision guide our service.
好叫那天上的意象来引导我们的侍奉。
And then, thirdly,
第三
，we need to consider the outcome of service.
我们需要来思想侍奉的结果。
What do we expect to have after service.
在我们侍奉之后，我们盼望得着什么呢？
You remember the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians.
我们记得使徒保罗在哥林多后书中说。
You know, if you want to know the ministry of Paul.
若是我们想要认识保罗的执事。
You need to go to 2 Corinthians.
我们需要来看哥林多后书。
Because there he reveals to us the secret of spiritual service.
因为在其中他向我们启示出属灵侍奉的秘诀。
And to put it very simply,
若是我们简单的来说，
if you read chapter 4,
若是我们读第四章，
he said that we have a treasure in the earthen vessel.
他说在我们的瓦器中有一个宝贝。
That the radiancy of the power may be of God and not of us.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神而不是出于我们。
Thank God we all have the treasure.In this earthen vessel.
感谢神，在我们这瓦器里，我们都有这宝贝。
We are earthen vessel.
我们都是瓦器。
Nothing.
我们是无有。
Common.
是非常平常的。
Nothing special.
没有什么尊贵的。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He puts a treasure in the earthen vessel.
他将这宝贝放在瓦器里。
You know, nobody would do such a thing.
我们知道没有地上人会这样做。
If you have a treasure, you will put it in a gold box.
如果我们有一个宝贝，我们放在一个这个宝贝。
Who will put a treasure in an earthen vessel?
我们不会把一个宝贝放在瓦器。
That's the wonder of our God.
这乃是我们神的奇妙。
But remember,
但是请记住
，to show the power of it, the radiance of it.Is not out of the earthen vessel, is out of the treasure.
神这样做是要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，而不是出于我们这些瓦器。
So for that radiancy to diffuse.
所以要使这一个莫大的能力，这个光能够透射出来。
The earthen vessel has to be cracked and broken.
这一个瓦器必须要。被击打并且破碎。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹，
you know how we love ourselves.
我们都知道我们何等的自爱。
Self-preservation is one of the strongest instincts in human beings.
在人里面最强的一个本能就是自卫，保护自己。
And yet the Lord said,
但是主说，
the way of service,
要服侍的道路，
that earthen vessel has to be broken.
这个瓦器需要被破碎。
And thank God,
感谢神。
He raised up circumstances.
他就兴起各样的环境。
Everything that happened to a believer,
临到每一个信徒身上的每一件事情。
Nothing is incidental.
没有一件是偶然意外的。
God has a purpose behind.
神在背后有一个目的。
Because we are called according to purpose.
因为我们蒙召乃是照着他的目的。
So all things work together for good.
所以万事都互相效力。
All these things tend to break us.
所有这些事情来就是要破碎我们。
And why?
为什么呢？
Because the light of that treasure may come forth.
要叫那宝贝的荣光能够从我们里面照出来。
In other words,
换言之，
what is service?
什么是侍奉呢？
What is the outcome of service?
什么是侍奉的结果呢？
The outcome of service is imparting life.
侍奉的结果乃是分享生命。
So Paul said, death works in me.
所以保罗说，死在我身上发动。
Life works in you.
生在你身上发
动。Out of death comes life.
从死里面流露出复活的生命。
The grain of wheat had to fall into the ground and die.
那一粒麦子必须落在地里死了。
And then it will bear much fruit.
好叫它能够结出许多的子粒来。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
what is service?
什么是侍奉呢？
Service is imparting life.
侍奉乃是分享生命。
Imparting the life of Christ in you.
乃是把在 你我里面基督的生命分享出去。
And unless we are broken,
除非我们是被破碎的，
that life is imprisoned within us.
那个生命就被囚禁在我们的里面。
The outcome of service is not largeness.
侍奉的结果不是很巨大。
The outcome of service is life impartation.
侍奉的结果乃是分享生命。
We need to examine ourselves before the Lord.
我们需要在主面前来省察自己。
In all our services,
在我们所有的侍奉中，
how much life have we imparted to our brothers and sisters?
我们流出了多少基督的生命给弟兄姊妹呢？
Or whether it is just a matter of outward form.
或者仅仅是外面的形式呢？
This is something that we need to consider before the Lord.
这乃是我们需要在主面前来思想的事情。
And finally,
最后，
we need to consider the power of our service.
我们需要来思想我们服事中的能力。
Where does that power come from?
这个能力从哪里来呢？
You remember in Zechariah chapter 4,
我们记得在撒迦利亚书第四章里，
the Lord said,
主说，
not by might nor by power,
不是依靠才能与势力，
but by my spirit, says the Lord,
乃是借着万军之耶和华的灵，这是主说的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
it is very very important,
这是非常非常重要的，
that when we are engaged in service,
当我们从事侍奉的时候，
we need to examine before the Lord again and again,
我们要一再的在主面前来思想省察，
whether the power of our service is come from God,
我们服事的能力是不是从神而来的。
Even our Lord Jesus when he was on earth,
甚至我们主耶稣在地上的年日，
his service is completely in the power of the Holy Spirit,
他的侍奉是完全行走在圣灵的能力中。
He never depends upon himself,
他从来没有依靠他自己。
He never serves out of his own mind,
他从来没有从他自己心思中来侍奉。
He never does anything out of himself,
他没有从他自己里面做任何的事。
He said the Son can do nothing,
他说只不能做任何的事。
He does everything in the power of the Holy Spirit,
他在每一件事物中都是靠着圣灵的能力。
Because in serving God,
因为在侍奉神的事上，
you cannot offer strange fire,
我们不能献上凡火。
You remember the story in Numbers, Exodus, Leviticus, Exodus 12, no, Leviticus 12,
我们记得在利未记第十二章，
two sons of Aaron,
亚伦的两个儿子，
Nadab and Abihu,
就是拿达和亚比户，
they were chosen to be priests,
他们被拣选来做祭司，
to serve God,
他们来侍奉神。
But one day,
但是有一天，
they put strange fire to their incense,
他们在他们的香炉里点上了凡火。
Because the fire comes from heaven,
因为祭坛上的火是从天上降下来。
You remember after Moses finished the tabernacle,
我们记得当摩西完成了会幕之后，
and when began to offer sacrifice,
当他们开始献祭的时候，
fire came down from heaven and burned the sacrifice,
火从天上而降，就焚烧了祭物。
And the fire never goes out,
而那个火从来没有熄灭过。
So whenever you want to serve God, you have to use that fire,
所以当我们侍奉主的时候，我们需要用那个火。
And yet these two sons,
然而这两个儿子，
most likely they were drunk,
最可能的就是他们喝醉了。
So they used strange fire,
所以他们用了凡火，
and enter into the holy place,
他们进到圣所里，
to offer incense to God,
在那里向神烧香。
And immediately they were stricken to death,
立刻他们就被击杀而死。
Because no one can serve God with strange fire.
因为没有一个人可以用凡火来侍奉神。
Now what is the strange fire?
那什么是凡火呢？
The strange fire is our own fire.
凡火就是我们自己的火。
It is our own strength.
就是我们自己的力量。
Our natural strength.
我们天然的能力。
Something that comes from ourselves.
从我们自己里面出来的东西。
Instead of depending upon the power of God.
不是来依靠神的能力。
How many works of God are done in that way today?
有多少今天神的工作是用这样的方式做的？
People use their psychic power.
人用他们心理的能力。
We say this man has charisma.
我们说这个人很有魅力。
Now what is charisma?
什么是魅力的？
It is a power that comes out from self-life.
乃是从己的生命里面出来的能力。
And how many God's work are being done in that way?
有多少神的工作是用那样的方式来完成的呢？
It may be successful in the sight of man.
可能在人的眼中看是成功的。
But how much work is it before God?
但是他在神面前有多少的价值呢？
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
if we want to serve God,
若是我们要侍奉神，
we have to depend upon the power of God.
我们需要来依靠神的能力。
That is the Holy Spirit.
那乃是圣灵。
Especially with God's servants today.
特别是今天神的仆人们。
We are so busy engaged in service.
我们都是那样忙碌的从事于侍奉。
We have no time to pray.
我们没有时间祷告。
We have no time to wait upon the Lord.
我们没有时间等候主。
We know what to do.
我们知道我们该做什么。
We know what to say.
我们也知道该说什么。
We have done it for years.
我们已经做了好多年了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we may cheat ourselves.
我们可能欺骗自己。
We may even cheat our brothers and sisters.
我们甚至也欺骗了弟兄姊妹们。
But we cannot cheat God.
但是我们不能欺骗神。
Any service that is not in the power of the Holy Spirit is rejected by God.
任何侍奉不是出于圣灵能力的侍奉，都是神所拒绝的。
Eventually, it will bring in death.Instead of life.
最终它不能带来生命，反而带来死亡。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
we need to be before the Lord.
我们需要来到主的面前。
And ask him to shine his light upon us.
求他用他的光照我们。
You know, sometimes we serve to such an extent.
有的时候我们服侍到一个地步，
that we cannot stop and wait.Before the Lord.
我们停不下来等候主。
A momentum is moving on.
我们有一个惯性一直往前去。
We are driven as it were by the work.
我们被工作所驱使。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
be careful.
要留意。
The Lord is coming.
主必快来。
We shall all appear before his judgment seat.
我们都要站在他的审判台前。
Our services will be judged.
我们的侍奉要被审判。
And it will be according to Christ.
并且是照着基督来审判。
How much of Christ is in our service?
在我们的侍奉中有多少基督的成分？
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
愿主怜悯我们。
Dear Lord, we do pray that our light.Will shine upon us.
主啊，我们求你用你的光照我们。
By thy grace, Lord, that we may always walk in thy light.
借着你的恩典，我们能够一直行走在你的光中。
Do not allow us to drift away into darkness.
不要容许我们飘荡离开而进入黑暗中。
That our service may be rejected by thee.
以至于我们的侍奉被你所拒绝。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。